As floats, horse carriages, and marching bands made their way down Mount Vernon Road, Penny Foreman, one of the parade's organizers, was simply relieved. The parade was nearly called off.
We came out here between 6 and 7 this morning, and it was drizzly, and we were kind of second-guessing our decision, and some of us were for canceling or postponing, and others were like, let's go with it, and we lucked out.
Hundreds lined the streets in their red, white, and blues, many waving mini American flags.
You know, we were afraid we weren't going to have any spectators, and everybody showed up. I mean, it just shows what a cool community Dunwoody is.
Watching the parade go by in a fold-out chair was retired pastor R. Donald Kiernan, who was the parade's very first Grand Marshal in 1995. He said the parade still fills him with a sense of community and country.
This thing makes the local people and the neighborhoods all come together and see one another and be friendly. And it makes you proud to be an American.
As for the parade, one float kept coming up as particularly memorable. Dunwoody resident David Woodrow.
The highlights for me is actually Pirates and Wenches float, which is a very random float for 4th of July, but that's always a fun one to watch.
Pirates have participated in the parade for years. Their float is constructed as the front bow of a ship sliced in half. After the parade, as participants and spectators gathered in downtown Dunwoody for music and lunch, the band of pirates milled about near their ship. It finally began to drizzle, but no one seemed too fazed.
Are we afraid of getting wet?
We're used to being wet.
Introductions ensued.
Captain Bloody Sam Rackham, captain of the Cursed Few. Based out of Columbus, Georgia, but we have crew members throughout the southeast.
Calico Ann Rackham, I'm married to the captain of the Cursed Few.
Captain Arlene Scarlet.
My port of call is Conyers.
Another in the clan, Fergus Hardwood, explained pirates are as freedom-loving as Americans.
Pirates were the original democracy, and the crew decides who the captain's going to be. And they don't like the captain, they kick him out. Did you not see our old captain?
Hardwood and his band brought out a fake skeleton in a barrel.
This be our former captain, and we this do this to radio people, too.
He climbed into the crow's nest to get away from us, and there he stayed.
And he never came down.
He never came down.
An end to a very Dunwoody 4th of July. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.